My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Good morning and welcome to travel and cruise industry news. On this, the first day of June, 2023, Thursday, of course, coming to you from Bedford County, Virginia, Central Virginia area. Supposed to be a pretty nice day here today. It's supposed to get up in the 80s again, which will be nice. We might get a little rain, though. I'm hoping actually to go out to the pool this afternoon after I get done with everything. Not to get in it. It's going to be way too cold for that. But to go out and visit to see what my guys have been doing that have been coming to get the pool open. Before we get down to business this morning, folks, many of you have sent me messages privately to ask how things went yesterday with my pulmonology appointment. And it was kind of a mixed bag. I had to go through all kinds of breathing tests and lung tests and lung capacity test, which involved a lot of sucking in and blowing out to the point of getting, lightheaded to the almost passing out point. Strange tests. The encouraging thing is that my numbers, I have advanced COPD is what the technical term for it is, which resulted in a catastrophic pulmonary collapse in when I was in the middle of chemo, which led to one to the other, who knows. As a result, I'm okay sitting still, but if I get up to walk 5 or 6 steps, 10 steps, I got to have my oxygen going. I don't do anything at all without having oxygen close by, just in case I need it. But my numbers are all better, so that's encouraging, but my breathing's worse. The doctor has no rhyme or reason, no idea why that has happened. So he wants to go back and basically redo everything to see if there's something along the way that we've missed. So I'm scheduled for an echocardiogram on the 5th of July. Then when I go in to get the results of the echocardiogram, which will probably be sometime within that next week, I've got to do a whole series of x-rays again, lung x-rays, chest x-rays, all that business. And we'll see. I mean, it's nothing that I feel any worse than I've always, I do know that, when I walk, It's more likely that I'll be out of breath quicker than it used to be. That's how I tell. Yesterday, from walking from, I call this the cave, from the cave out to the car to drive to the doctor, by the time I got to the car, and that's probably a total of 50 feet, I'd say, you know, 30 feet from here to the front door of the house and then 20 feet out to my car. I was almost at the passing out point, out of breath. And that's with the oxygen going. So, who knows? We'll find out. It's nothing urgent. It's nothing catastrophic again. You know, it's just something that's unexplainable at this point. And who knows if I'll ever get any better. I don't know. I mean, I can live with it like it is now, as long as I have oxygen to fall back on. All right, we do have several stories this morning. Upgraded cruise port officially opens. We got some weather to look at in the northeastern Gulf. Another change for Sky Princess. MSC takes delivery of the MSC Arabia coin ceremony for the MSC World America. Norwegian Epic. You know, they had all that canceled stuff. It's going to Port Canaveral. That and a lot more here this morning at 11 o'clock. Got a lot to talk about. Today is National Olive Day. It's especially good for either you folks that are Italian or you guys that like martinis, maybe. Actually, I like olives. And I get fussed at by my niece all the time because I still make the distinguish between black olives and green olives. She tells me all the time, green olives are black olives. They've just got some coloring in them. I don't know. I like them better that way. And I prefer olives that are grown with the pimento in the middle too, but that is neither here nor there. Today's National Olive Day, folks. Whether you want to go have a Greek salad or Italian salad with some black olives, that'd be okay too. Or drink a martini. Celebrate National Olive Day. If you're listening via the podcast, that's awesome. You're always welcome here. You can access the podcast daily via my blog, blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. All the big guys just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. If you're listening via the podcast and ever want to jump over and see what kind of pictures or clips or interviews I'm using on that day's show, in the description, there'll always be a link to access the video feed. Okay, I talked to Elizabeth in Cozumel, one of my favorite people in the world, of course. And she sent a picture, which I'll share with you in a minute, but she says, on some of the streets that are away from the tourist areas in Cozumel, you get to streets where there's no signs. So you got to know where you're going, or it would be pretty easy to get lost. So she has landmarks that she uses. For instance, if she's going to, from where she lives now, she goes down one street until she finds a porcelain planter. And she goes two blocks further and turns left. So that's what they do with commodes in Mexico. They're turned into porcelain planters. And then another afternoon storm rolled in. This is looking back toward What's the name? Corpus Christi Church, I believe, is the name of that church. I mean, they can get some awesome storms in the afternoon. And let's see. Rochelle is in Cairo. And this is just some scenes from downtown Cairo. Lady's got both hands full and another load on her head. Just wait. That looks like it's the outside of a shop, and it looking on from the inside, it looks like it may be some kind of jewelry store, possibly, or there's something in cases in there. Can't really tell for sure what that is. Just another scene there in Cairo. Of course, that's one of the statues there of Tut. Always interesting to see different kinds of things than we see here. Now, this is the one that got me, folks, and I wanted to make special attention to this. How would you like to be riding a bicycle, and on your head, you got a case with, I don't know, what's in that? 2 dozen, 3 dozen chickens? And on top of that, it looks like, you know, 6 or 7, probably 10-pound bags of grain or feed or something. And he's got that balanced on his head while he's riding a bicycle. That's pretty impressive, folks. I mean, that's got to be, my guess is that thing on his head's got to be 80 to 100 pounds. I'm not sure I could pick it up, much less put it on my head. So, anyway, I like that one a lot. All right, yesterday was a huge day for our friends in Nassau in the Bahamas. And by the way, folks, if you haven't done it already, hit that thumbs up for me. We'd appreciate that. If you haven't subscribed, please consider doing so. We've had a nice steady growth here in recent weeks. Like to keep that up. If you do subscribe, hit the bell notification. You'll be notified when I go live or when a new video is up. I'm still way behind on videos, but I'm trying to get, you know, one or two up every day. All right, cruise passengers visiting Nassau in the Bahamas are in for a treat with the opening of the new revitalized cruise port facility after $300 million of renovations. Not only does the port feature a sixth berth, giving the cruise port the ability to welcome even more guests and a new updated terminal building, but a strong focus on Bahamian culture will greet guests with a Junkanoo Museum, local retailers, and a 3,500-person amphitheater to host cultural events and entertainment. Junkanoo experts Arlene Nash Ferguson and Percy Vola Francis helped design the immersive Junkanoo Museum, which explores the vibrant history of the annual celebration. Exhibits in the museum include masks, full costumes, musical instruments, and more to introduce guests to the colorful festival. Visitors to the new terminal will also be able to browse through 40 retail spaces featuring local Bahamian retailers and handicrafters, as well as dining and beverage facilities for a wide variety of tastes. Green spaces, an art gallery, and new ground transportation areas are also part of the overall terminal design. I hope they've done something about the guys that try to sell drugs to you. Get attacked to, you know, want to buy some drugs. Yeah, that happens to me all the time. So, anyway, in addition to the sixth berth, Nassau now enables a port to host as many as 3 Oasis-class ships at once, along with smaller vessels simultaneously. This gives the port amazing capacity to bring more travelers to the Bahamas, setting passenger records and perhaps positioning the Nassau as the most popular port of call in the world. The daily capacity of the cruise port is now more than 30,000 guests, and the overall port facilities extend over 11 acres of waterfront in downtown Nassau. Earlier this year, the port set a one-day passenger record with 28,554 guests. Nassau is firmly positioned as the second most popular port of call in the world, only slightly behind Cozumel in terms of annual cruise passenger guests. With the now expanded capacity, Nassau may overtake Cozumel to hold the top spot in years to come. The cruise port is visited by all the major cruise lines, as well as many smaller luxury boutiques and lines. The opening of the new terminal is just phase one. Construction of phase two, which will include a signature restaurant, as well as family-oriented spaces, will continue through 2023 and into 2024. So congratulations to our friends in the Bahamas. You know, after so many years of people being almost afraid to get out around the port because it had gone to hell, it was okay if you went directly to something like in a cab or a tour or an excursion, but just to walk around on your own, man, it was pretty rugged. A lot of people quit going ashore in Nassau. Well, not now. I mean, I'm looking forward to my first visit back so I can visit all this. I've been following the construction, you know, for the last year and a half that I've been sailing. So I'm kind of looking forward to going there and checking it out. So not sure when that's going to happen, this fall sometime. All right, I'll be back with some more news after this.
Do you have a bad back, bad hips, bad knees, or any other mobility issues? Think about Scooteram. For scooters, walkers, wheelchairs, even oxygen needs, delivered right to your cabin. Scoot around for all your mobility needs on your upcoming cruise.
All right, guys. You know, if you call them, use SRN 11137. I'll make a little money on that. Scoot around, great people. I use a scooter every cruise I'm on and will continue doing that. Even though I have my chair now that I use for excursions, but I'll still use the scooter on the ships. That is far superior to anything I've found. All right, the next story, folks, we got to look at the weather. We got a little system again. The northeastern Gulf of Mexico, showers and thunderstorms associated with a low pressure system. Come on, what happened to it? There it is. Associated with a low pressure system over the northeastern Gulf have become a little more concentrated during the past several hours. Environmental conditions appear marginally favorable for some slow development over the next day or so as the system meanders over the northeastern or eastern Gulf. However, by this weekend, conditions are forecast to become unfavorable for additional development as the system drifts southeastward towards the Florida Peninsula. Regardless of the development, the system could produce heavy rainfall and gusty winds over portions of the Florida Peninsula through the weekend. They're sending in an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter today to check it out, see how things are going. Currently, it's looking like a 20% chance of further development over the next 48 hours and 20% over the next 7 days. Just got to watch it. and make sure it doesn't develop any further. Today does mark the first day of hurricane season, folks. It's now officially started. We'll run through November the 30th. The long-term averages for the number of named storms, hurricanes, and major hurricanes for this year are 14 named storms, 7 hurricanes, 3 major hurricanes. We're going to be well represented in the hurricane wars this year, as 2 of our regulars will have hurricanes named after them. The 3rd and the 5th named storms. The first 2 names are Arlene and Brett. Who cares about them? Then we got Hurricane Cindy. Yeah, the 3rd storm. Then we got Don. And then Hurricane Emily. Of course, Hurricane Emily is, guys, I hope she doesn't go out and bring a typhoon back to go with the hurricane. Now, that would be a mess. We do have Cindy and Emily in the list of names for this year. Yeah, there's a bunch of others. We'll just have to wait and see what the system brings. All right, I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And the next story, folks, has to do with Sky Princess again. I'm not sure I'd want to be on that ship right now. Guests aboard the current sailing of Sky Princess, which was supposed to be a 7-night roundup Norway and Denmark sailing that departed Southampton on Saturday, have had multiple changes in their itineraries. We talked about it yesterday. They have maintenance on one of the diesel generators, which has taken longer than expected, so said the captain. And they changed the call from Skagen, Denmark, to Zeebruges in Belgium. Then they had planned visits to Oslo and Copenhagen. The times were all changed. Oslo was shifted to a different day. Copenhagen's time was reduced by 4 hours, which is pretty substantial. So now they've added Skagen back in to the itinerary on a different day than it was supposed to be and for a different time window. So the guests got another one with, well, we're going to add something back. So what tells me is nobody's going to know what happens today or tomorrow. We go someplace, maybe we'll see a sign that says, welcome to wherever you are. I'm guessing they got the generator fixed. They're trying to get back closer to the original schedule. I don't know. Who knows? All right, MSC. After a 2-year build period, MSC Cruises and Chantier de l'Antique celebrated the official handing over of the newest cruise ship in the MSC fleet, the MSC Euribia. That happened yesterday. The ship is touted as the most efficient cruise ship ever built, featuring the best environmental technologies available, including advanced onboard wastewater treatment and waste management systems. MSC Eirubi, come on, tongue. MSC Eirubi, Eurybia is also the second MSC cruise ship to be powered entirely by LNG, followed by the cruise line's current flagship, the MSC World Europa. And actually, that's not World Europa. That would be World Europa. Europa. So, MSC Eurybia, 181,000 gross tons, capable of accommodating 6,300 guests when fully booked, is set to sail on the first net zero greenhouse gas emissions voyage in the history of the cruise industry. The journey beginning on June the 3rd and culminating at a naming ceremony in Copenhagen on June 8th is a significant milestone for the entire industry. Following the naming ceremony, be led by Sophia Loren, pretty sweet, the vessel will embark on her inaugural voyage, a seven-night round-trip sailing from Kiel, Germany. All right. Did this thing eat another picture? It certainly looks like it. Well, let's go back over here and see if I can pull it up real quickly. That would be under downloads, would it? Yes, it would. And we got to go back up to the top. Yeah. All right. And I actually have a question on this. I hope Dennis is with us today. I haven't looked in the chat room whether he is or not, but MSC yesterday also had the coin ceremony, and on a ship that's designated for the U.S. cruise market, powered by LNG. And here's what I want to know. The bastardized American pronunciation of this is the MSC World America. I would think the Italian pronunciation of this would be the MSC World America. So I'm going to call it the World America. 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 Yeah, there we go. America represents a key phase in MSC Cruise's strategic U.S. expansion, with several of the cruise line ships permanently based in the United States. The coin ceremony, a time-honored tradition, was held yesterday, marks an important step in the ship's construction. During the ceremony, commemorative coins were placed within the keel of the MSC World America as a sign and blessing of good fortune. Okay. And I don't mind telling you, folks, when I read this, I got a little upset. It seems that Florida's Port Canaveral was just too good to pass up. The popular port in the Sunshine State's Space Coast stands ready to welcome Norwegian Cruise Line's Norwegian Epic to its roster of home-ported ships for the winter of 2023 and 2024 after the cruise line recently canceled the entire European season. Norwegian Cruise Line, which called this a redeployment, will deploy the Epic to Port Canaveral for the upcoming winter season, offering Eastern and Western Caribbean sailings. A series of week-long cruises will be operated, although port calls have not yet been announced. With tens of thousands of refunds to process, the cruise line told disappointed guests only that the change would be a result of a fleet redeployment. The cruise line has instead decided to move the ship to Port Canaveral due to growing demand for Caribbean cruises. Norwegian Epic was to sail a series of Mediterranean cruises departing from Rome and Trieste, Italy, Israel, and Lisbon, Portugal. Bottom line, folks, it was a money grab by Norwegian. They figured out that they could sell more tickets out of Port Canaveral, and it was going to be worse screwing all those people that had booked in for the European cruises by dumping this ship and giving them their money back, or giving them, they're going to come out ahead on it. It's nothing but a money grab. And that's, I hate that. All right, we got a couple things coming up today you need to know about. We got the Cruise Amigos coming up later on. Yeah, 12:30 my time. That's 11:30 Amigo John's time. 5:30 Amigo Martin's time over there on the other side of the pond. I'll get links out right after I get off the air. Tomorrow evening, I'll be on doing my regular show tomorrow. Tomorrow evening at 6, no matter what, we're going to have a meeting on the December 2nd cruise. Pete and I collectively have literally laid down the law in the sand. We have to have an answer from Norwegian, who keeps dodging the answer, by tomorrow before 6 o'clock. That's it. That's our deadline. With all the guys out here that want to go on this cruise are getting sick and tired of this crap we're getting from Norwegian. I'm unhappy about it terribly. Actually, Pete's on my side on this one. We told the folks at Passions for Cruises what we're going to do, and to get a hold of Norwegian and get shake a knot on somebody's head over there. So that's going to come up tomorrow night at 6 o'clock my time. You might want to join me for that one. It could be interesting. So, does I have anything else to tell you about? No, that's it. Let's go see who's fussing at me in the chat room. Steve's with us. Hi, Steve. Mike's here. Kenneth's with us. There's Cindy. Hurricane Cindy's with us. And Dennis is here. Hi, Dennis. Sonny's with us down in Mississippi. Katie's here. Cindy's laughing as Elizabeth's a porcelain planter that's her street sign. I love that. Emily's with us. Hi, Em. Hurricane Emily's here too. I'm going to have fun with that. Wahoo Nassau. I'll be there Monday on the seaside. Great. You can take some pictures. I can't wait to get there. I've been following this construction now since, the first cruise I went on January 28th last year, went to Nassau. So I've followed a good bit of the construction through. I'm ready to get in there and actually see all the new stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. Of course, everybody's speaking back and forth. Sonny says, Cindy, we can't wait to hear your report on the new terminal. I agree. Joanne's here. Good morning, Joanne. The operator of the NASA port borrowed the money to redo the port, something that the Bahamian government could have done themselves and also kept the revenue instead. That was a fantastic upgrade, Cindy. Oh, yes, it was. Chili, you don't make money on that. It supports your channel. I don't make money on what? I'm not sure what you're referring to, but No, not to, I don't. If I'm not making money on something, I make money off of YouTube, but not much. But I don't have anything else that I make money from. Scooter Route, of course, provides me with scooters. So that's not money in my pocket, but it's money that doesn't have to come out of my pocket. So I'm not sure what else you're referring to. I make no money from the cruise lines, no money from any other entity. I just what I make off of the channel. So excited about the MSC Yacht Club, I can barely concentrate. That's going to be interesting to see how that goes. I'm really interested in that. The Bahamas has a soda called Junkanoo Juice. It's very sweet. Yes, it is. And don't forget Goom Bay Punk. Yeah, I've had that before too. Dennis, yes, that too is very sweet. No Hurricane Cindy. Yeah, it would be nice if we don't get to the seas. That would be terrific, actually. Chili, that would be a mess, yes. Yeah, I tried as a lad and didn't enjoy it then either. I prefer tequila juice. Understand. I just stay away from tequila, folks, at all costs. We don't want to go back to the tequila story. I don't think I would drink it now. The only soda I drink is ginger ale, and only when I'm not feeling well. Oh, I'm hooked on Diet Coke. I can't drink regular Coke. I can't drink Coke Zero. Diet Coke, I'm hooked on. How about a tequila sunrise? Well, that'll work. Yeah, Sonny says, that's the ticket. Yes, Ayuribia, roll the R, practice so you are comfortable saying it quickly. Ayuribia. I've felt better doing that today. I'm not sure about the other one, though. Am I saying that right? America. I know that's got to roll in there, too. I believe MSC is using English words for the newer ship. Seaside, seashore. Joanne says, hit the like button. Thank you, Joanne. Otherwise, it would be Mondo America. Okay. So then I'll call it World America. I wasn't thinking about the seaside and the seashore because that's the Italian pronunciation on those would be totally different, wouldn't it? See, that's where my brain doesn't work in another language. It still works dead heart in English. No way around it. Nikki's with us. Hi, Nick. Tell your friends about Chili Show. Hey, we always. Yes. Trieste. You got it. Thank you. Tom Brooks is here. The cost of flights to Europe is a big reason. There's Nikki. Your trip to the Philippines is getting closer. Yeah, we're all excited for you, Nikki. Gretchen's here. That's Gretchen up in Ohio. Hi, Gretchen. She's getting ready to leave here pretty soon, too. I hope NCL is listening. Oh, man. They're not. I guarantee on that. Been listening. Are you buying new clothes for the trip? Packing yet? Good news, I think, about your test. Well, yeah, I've got, it's such a mixed bag, though. I mean, the numbers are improved. I mean, they're not, it's not like, you know, grossly improved, but all the numbers are better than they were in 2019. And then again in 2021, when they did all these tests again, they improved from 19 to 21. They improved from 21 to now. So yeah, that's clearly good. But then why is my breathing worse? It shouldn't be. So let's see if we can figure out why, that's all. Oh, and if you were talking about me making money on the hosted cruises, yeah, I make no bones about that as well, Dennis. On a hosted cruise, if I'm doing it myself, it should be, a free cruise for me because I'm working for the whole cruise. I'm working well in advance of the cruise. Like Justin and I, because we were co-workers, if you want to call it that, co-hosts, what they did for us is they took the cost of a balcony and each of us paid half. So we each got the balcony and all the perks at half price. So it was a decent deal, not the greatest, but it made it worth our while to spend the time, working with the folks and taking care of folks and for me, it's having fun with people, which I do anyway. But yeah, if this one goes December 2nd, because I'm hosting that on my own, then yeah, I get it for free. And by the way, folks, I did get word yesterday. That's the other thing I was going to mention. Anybody interested in Alaska on the 30th of August? We were expecting when the group dates ended that because it was such a good deal on the inside and Ocean View cabins, that those prices would probably go up. They have not. They're holding steady. So you can still book insides or ocean views on that cruise at the original prices, which is awesome. So we still have cabins available. If you're interested, let me know. We'll get you hooked up and you can get booked up and ready to go. It's on the Sapphire Princess from Anchorage to Anchorage South to Vancouver. And it goes through the normal stops up there, Skagway and Ketchikan and Juneau. A couple days sailing in the glaciers and the in the national park. It's going to be a nice cruise. I'll be hosting that one as well. Please, if you're interested, come on and join us. So, are you working on an NCL personal cruise? Are you working with an NCL person? I'm not working with anybody. This is all from above my head. It's the Viva Voyages, which is the American arm of Passion for Cruises Europe. I mean, I'm a schlepper. All I am is a host for the cruise. Now, it seems like, I've kind of taken the mantle of becoming a spokesman over here, which is okay. But yeah, I'm not working directly with NCL. I've got to wait on NCL to work with all these other folks and get the information back to me, which they're refusing to do. So, I mean, Norwegian has it on hold. There's nothing we can do until Norwegian says, okay, start booking again. So that's what we're waiting for. You don't make money from Scoot Around using the link, support your channel. Oh, yeah. I make If you use the SRN 11137, I'll make a commission.
Sure.
And it's normally credit it, the way it's been in the past, it was credited against my account. So let's say if I rented a scooter, it was, let's say just for round numbers, for a cruise, it was $300. If I had $50 or $60 in commissions, then I'd only have to pay, you know, $240 or $250 or whatever. Yeah, that's how it worked in the past. But now, I mean, I've got Scooter Round provides my scooters through this year, through the end of the year. They don't care how many cruises I take. They'll provide the scooters. And, of course, I get, you know, I advertise for them. Hey, isn't that? Yeah, I know that. I have problems with that, Dennis. Mundo. Yeah, I realized it after I said it. Emily says 20 days from now. Yep. It'll be really fun, Emily. I agree. I'm just glad we have a place to stay. Well, sure. Chili, you don't make a commission. It supports your channel. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it does. It supports my channel. Yes, it does. I should word it differently. Now I got on the same page, Dennis. Thank you, my friend. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Don't forget, we got the Cruise Amigos coming up in 45 minutes. I'll get some links out to that here in the next few minutes and get it posted up on the on my page, on my, you know, your YouTube community tab thing. So we'll do that. And then back to same time, same channel tomorrow. So for now, guys, as always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising, and one day soon, and we're all going to get together on the high seas. Have a fabulous day, everybody. Hope to see you for the Cruise Amigos in 45 minutes. Later, y'all.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, Chili Chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.